This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Palka. Senator Joe Manchin of the U.S. state of West Virginia wavered Monday on his support for President Joe Biden's sweeping $1.7 trillion domestic policy proposal. The senator saying instead, it's time to vote on a slimmer $1 trillion infrastructure package that has stalled amid talks. The moderate Democrats' announcement comes as the party wants a signal from Manchin that he will support President Biden's big package. He's one of two key holdout senators whose votes are needed to secure the deal and push it toward passage. Manchin rebuffed progressive Democrats, urging them to quit holding hostage the smaller public works bill as negotiations continue on the broader package. At a press conference at the Capitol Monday, Manchin said, enough is enough. The White House says the Biden administration is preparing to ship millions of doses of the COVID-19 vaccine for kids ages 5 through 11, with the first shots potentially available by midweek. The Biden White House adding the nation has enough vaccine for all 28 million children in the age bracket. A special advisory panel to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention will meet to consider detailed recommendations for administering the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine to younger children on Tuesday. The Food and Drug Administration already cleared the shots. Young children in the U.S. may soon be vaccinated as the world marks 5 million deaths from the disease caused by the coronavirus. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said the more than 5 million COVID-19 deaths was a global shame. He also said it's a reminder that much of the world is being failed.